John Moenkel reporting from the infield here at the NICL Mega Track and Field Meet at Jessup. I'm being joined by three of the four members of the conference champion Grundy Center Girls Distance Medley Relay team. To start off, I'll just have each state your name and your grade.
Carly Lynch, a junior.
Allison Cock, a junior.
Grace Dorian, a junior.
423.72, a new PR for this group here today in winning this conference title. How did it feel to go out there and, you know, bust out a new season best time here this afternoon?
It felt really good to improve our time. This is the same group as our previous PR, and we're all juniors, so we have a lot of time left to improve for another year. So I think we're really looking forward to possibly a state DMED and another year of running this event. So I'm glad we took on the title.
How about you guys?
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, this is what we've been working for all year, and it's coming to a close, and I think we can improve our time even more. So
I agree with that, too.
So when it comes to your guys' teamwork here in this race, how would you describe, you know, how you guys have to, I mean, in any relay, I suppose, but especially, you know, in this one, how you guys have to kind of lean on each other, you know, continue to trust each other throughout this race, push each other on and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the medleys are really interesting because we all run different distances for the most part. So I think it's really interesting is like how, like, the long distance and the short distance and the DMED kind of come together to make one relay. And I really think that, we were really looking towards the team points too, so getting this 10 points just put us one step closer to possibly a team title later tonight.
Yep, I agree. And then you get to work with a lot of different groups of girls, so you have sprinters and you have long distance girls running together, and then just making sure you have clean handoffs and like good exchanges and supporting each other throughout the race.
Yeah, I'd agree. I just say trusting each other really helps us pull ahead of everyone else and just there.
And some of you are on the sprint med team, right?
Yeah.
Just you?
Me and Carly.
You and Carly. How'd that one feel? I know you guys got the championship in that one here as well, way at the beginning of the meet, right?
Yeah. Again, that was just our trust in each other, like our handoffs, everything. We've been battling with South Harden a lot, but today we got on top.
Yeah, coming in, we were the second seed, and we lost them before, and we really knew that this is something we wanted. We really looked forward to this race all week, and we just want to compete every time. So, and we did that today, and we crossed the finish line first. Mm-hmm.
And Grace, you just won the 800 here a little bit ago. I know it wasn't quite your best time of the year, but still, you know, conference title. I know you finished second last year. How did it feel to, you know, come out on top here in the NICL this year?
Yeah, it feels really good to get a conference title. I got the title my freshman year, but last year there was some good competition. I was sick. So I was happy getting second last year. But coming back this year was like a great comeback for me. And I have already won two races before it, and I'm hoping to have another one tonight. So, and I'm really just excited for the rest of the season.
You bet. And Allison, a high jump championship, 5'6". Is that a new personal best for you?
Yeah, so it's nice to come out and get a new PR. Me and Kennedy Brandt have kind of been battling all season, going back and forth. So it's nice to have a nice night to pull out a PR, and it's always good competition to be around her too.
All right, last question for you guys. Just 1 week until the biggest meet of the year, the state qualifying meet. What are the goals between now and then to make sure you're, you know, in your top shape for all of your events? So what are going to be the biggest steps here over the next week?
I think the biggest thing is getting rest now. We put in the work all season, and we've been running multiple races, beating ourselves down multiple weeks a week. And now we are only going to have like one, two meets a week, or like just one meet, and then at state, and then we'll only have one event a day then. And I think it's really nice to just see, like, hey, it matters where you're at the end of the season, not the beginning. We've all lost it earlier in the season. Allison lost high jump. I've lost the 800. Carly and me have lost the sprint med. I mean, we've lost like all season, but we've been competing four events all season. So it's going to seem nice to come in the end when state, we're only going to have one event a day to prove what we've built throughout the season with our endurance now.
I think going into next week, it's really focusing on the little details and like refining the small things, because now our relays are mostly set, so you're working with the same group of girls, and you get to tweak the small things and get ready to compete at your best and peak at the right time going into state.
Yeah, I'd say everyone knows what they're going to run or jump, and so you can just work on the little things that you need to work on, so be the best you can.
All right, well, that's been members of the Grundy Center NICL Championship Distance Medley Relay Team. Congrats on the title, guys, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you.